Hello everyone, my name is Jen Torres and I am a God, and so are you. Like many of you, I was raised to believe that if I just prayed hard enough, God would save me. As it turns out, that was actually true. I saved me. At the age of 15, I became pregnant with a beautiful baby girl who dropped in just in time to save my miserable life. This was my first awakening. This podcast is about all of the words and listening to those words to begin to envision what is possible. Because sometimes, as individuals, we feel we need to know everything, have it all together, and be everything all of the time. But that's why we live in a world filled with other people. Each person holds a piece of the puzzle. It's about being open to new information, new ideas, and new perspectives. We're going to talk about all of the topics surrounding what it takes for you to step into your God-Goddess journey with me as we uncover all things living self-actualized and in your inherent divine God state. This podcast is about doing whatever it takes to develop and nourish the God in you. Oh, hello everyone, and welcome to another brand new episode of the She's a God podcast. My name is Jen Torres. I'm the host of the show and a certified human design reader. Welcome to the show. So on today's episode, I just want to talk about sisterhood. And this was a topic that's been on my mind for some time to talk about. And I just kept kind of putting it off because I felt like there were so many different layers to this very layered topic. And I wasn't really quite sure how to approach it. I kind of had to drop down into my heart, into my womb, and just kind of feel what needs to come through and just kind of speak from that space, because this has been such a vulnerable topic for me. And it's really interesting because when I look back at my life, okay, and I want to open up this platform and this episode for you to do the same, to just kind of take a moment to, yes, you're listening to this podcast episode, but at the same time, I just want to open it up for you to take a moment to just take a deep breath. And then also while you're doing that, just think about or start to feel into the word sisterhood and what that energy has looked like for you in your life. And 95% of the people who listen to this podcast are women. So while I do say sisterhood, I also mean brotherhood. If you're a man and you're listening to this, I invite you to feel into your brotherhood energy and what that has looked like for you in your life. And the reason why I want to kind of take a moment to dive into this topic, sisterhood, brotherhood, is because there's so much, programmed energies around sisterhood and brotherhood from the time of birth, right? So first and foremost, when we are thinking about that as babies growing into toddlers, into, children and teenagers, and then young adults, this energy likely looks one way, which is more of that bloodline relation with sisters and brothers in real life and what that could have looked like for you. So I invite you to kind of reflect on that for a moment before we dive deeper into the topic. And I promise it'll all make sense toward the middle or end of the episode. But the reason why I want us to start feeling into that as we begin this episode is because I feel personally for every single person, it's been a journey. Okay. Whether you're talking about with a blood sister or a blood, brother relationship, or maybe you had a sisterhood in your soccer team or your volleyball team, and maybe you never thought of that as a sisterhood until just right now, or maybe you had, a brotherhood in your basketball team growing up or something like that. It could have also reflected in having a sisterhood or a brotherhood within a job that you worked, and maybe it was more of a community vibe there. And so that kind of felt like a familyhood sort of vibe. But so the reason why I'm taking us through this is because this energy is reflected and it's used in our entire life from the time we're born in some way, shape, or form, whether it be through bloodline relationships or whether it be through something as you get older, or maybe you've been adopted into the family that you're in. Either way, it's looked different for everybody, but it's been there, right? So there's this energy around it already of bloodline and what does sisterhood look like? What does brotherhood look like? It could have even been in college when maybe you were like in a fraternity and that was like a sisterhood or a brotherhood for you. So there's just all these different ways that this energy has reflect in our lives. And so I can reflect on my personal childhood and just recognize straight away that although me and my sister and I have always been very close in age, we just weren't very close growing up. And I don't think that was like anyone's fault in particular. We just weren't, you know, and I always hear it like one way or the other when it comes to this conversation where it's like brothers will be really close or really not that close, or else there'll be sisters that are really close or not that close. So it just depends. And so I always yearned for this energy. Like I've always wanted to have this like strong sister bond. And so I just remember this from the time I was a child wanting this. And so it's funny too, because now that I'm sort of reflecting on my journey, I can remember a project that I had in college, right? It was like sort of like a paper, kind of like a report that we had to do. And it was so strange. Psychology, and she had us writing about our families and growing up. And I remember like getting up there, okay, in college. So it was like in my early 20s. And reflecting on sisterhood, actually. And I just remember I started crying, like in front of the entire class, which is like not my usual thing. Like that usually won't happen. It usually I'm not a crier, especially in public, but it just happened. Like I just was like, so, and I realized like, oh wow, like there's something more here that I think that I was missing and that I was sort of yearning for, but it didn't really happen in my personal life, and I had to be okay with that, right? And so me and my sister are great with each other. Like we talk and we connect and all of that, but there was this sort of deeper thing that I was searching for and yearning for from the time I was a kid that I can reflect on. And so, you know, this college report that I had to do and like me getting choked up there, of course, at the time I wasn't on my spiritual journey. I wasn't awake, quote unquote, in any way. So I didn't reflect on why I got emotional. You know, I just kind of like swept it under the rug, like I'm just having a day, like whatever, and I ignored it. But then eventually, you know, fast forward over a decade later, when I'm on my spiritual path and I'm like, whoa, like I'm realizing the sisterhood. And so I feel like everyone's, and I've mentioned this before on this podcast, but like everybody's spiritual journey is different. So it's so hard to like kind of like compare or like reflect on like your journey versus my journey or anything like that. So straight away, I just want to say everybody's spiritual journey is different. And the way that you deepen into the knowledge that you have and the way that you're healing, maybe you're healing trauma, maybe you're learning to like, you know, just do yoga or meditation or going on a retreat or just learning to live a healthier life in general, whatever it is, whatever path that you're on right now, whatever point in the path that you're on right now, I can tell you that for me personally, I almost straight away, within like 6 months of my spiritual awakening, I got on the priestess path. Okay. And when I say the priestess path, I found there was a high priestess that came into my realm, and I straight away went into her virtual temple online and, you know, was going through initiations and was just deep in the priestesshood. And so, and watching the online, right? Experiencing sacred sister circle online, and especially particularly at this very moment, I'm thinking back to this one that was in Bali, and it was just like beautiful. And it was just all of the women together and everybody just, you know, joined in sacred sisterhood in the name of the goddess and like all of this. I had never seen that before, but I just remember the first time I actually was in it and seen it, right? It was virtual though. I just, again, just the same as it happened in college, I just started crying. Like I was like, oh my God, like here it is. You know, it was just this realization, like this is who I am. Like this right here is who I am. And so it was really fascinating to kind of get to that point in my almost mid-30s at the time where I finally found this like sisterhood that I felt like was real for me. And I was just like, interesting. Like this feels so good. Like this is who I am. This is the vibe. This is like all of me, right? It was like my soul just like expanded out in like as the size of like the globe. When I was like in sisterhood, I was like, whoa, like this is me. It was the first time in my life I just felt like this is who I am, you know? And it was, of course, just a sister circle filled, and it was a deep priestesshood. So this was like everybody there were mystics and oracles and, you know, priestesses, of course, witches, all of these words that people use, healers. I mean, it was just holy women, really, is the ultimate word I want to use. Just a group of holy women where I was like, whoa, like this is the next level. This is like it for me. And so when I stumbled across that for the first time and I realized that that's like what I was like, yes, like this is who I am. This is like what I want to do. I was met with a lot of fear, okay, and a lot of resistance, like a lot. I was like, wow, like, and I didn't even know where the resistance was coming from. And then I later learned, you know, about the, we hear about the, like, the witch wound, the sister wound. I feel like in general, it's like a woman's wound, right? Like this, like, feeling that we can't trust each other or we can't be together because for whatever reason, it's not safe. And there's so much we can get into with that. I have previous episodes where I talk a lot about that, you know, how we were, you know, sort of meant to and sort of pinned against each other, you know, even in society where we couldn't trust each other. And we were kind of like this whole backstabbing weird thing happenings. But just being able to see and witness like a healthy version of sisterhood for me was like the first time I was like, wow, like this is it. Like this is exactly what it is that I'm here to do. You know, this was part of my journey. And yes, I'm a human design reader. Yes, I'm a podcaster. But like, I also was like deep in this sisterhood where I was like, whoa, like this is exactly who I am. So the reason why I wanted to talk about this is because I just personally feel that during this time, right, like of the divine feminine, of the awakening of the goddess, I just feel like it's so such a powerful time to really allow ourselves to be in sacred sisterhood and to kind of allow ourselves to be with other women, whether it even just be going to a yoga class or connecting with women in some kind of way. And the reason why I feel like this is so powerful is because immediately, it's like you start to, just by having that connection, just by creating that sisterhood and bonding in that way, you are, whether you realize it or not, you are really like deconstructing and dismantling all of these lower vibrational patriarchal lines that have been built intentionally for the destruction of togetherness, I think, and all in all. Like, I don't want to just speak to sisterhood, but I think brotherhood as well, but just togetherness and this feeling that we're together and that we're one and that we're creating from this unique space where it's just one consciousness and everybody together and it's just healing and like beautiful things and connection and sacred sisterhood. And I just think it's this part of our spiritual journey that maybe it doesn't call every single person, but I think that if it does call you, and I guess that's sort of the point of this episode, if it does call you, I invite you to definitely kind of explore that and just kind of open yourself up to the idea that there is some deeper sisterhood, sister bonds, brotherhood, brother bonds out there for you that you are here to explore and experience. And also, I just want to point it out there that like, if you don't have this wherever you live, okay, like if you don't know where to look or know where to start. I always go back to this. It's simple, but I swear it works, which is that you can simply just call on the divine for help and just say, listen, like I'm interested in exploring this deeper energy around sisterhood, around brotherhood. Where is it for me? Where are the people I'm designed to be around? Who is it? What is it? And kind of open yourself up just to asking. And I promise you, within like 24 to 48 hours, you will see these energies start to pop in. You know, it could take, maybe it takes up to a week, who knows? But like you could see these things start to pop into reality where you do get an invite to go to a moon circle or a new moon circle or something. Or you could get an invite to connect into this brotherhood that you didn't even know was in your local area or something like that. So this is what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the energy of connection, vulnerability, allowing yourself to go there, be in the space, and also not to judge yourself in the process. Because I knew straight away, I was like, yes, I'm with these women. It feels good. This is amazing. This is my life. But then it was also like I felt called to create sisterhood myself, which I found to be interesting because I'm very good at coordinating, right? Like getting it together and bringing the people together and all of that and setting the space, making it beautiful, making it feel safe and all of that. But like, I never knew what to say when it came to sharing. Like I always kind of, and it wasn't ever like I had walls up and I didn't want anybody to know. I literally just didn't, nothing came to me. Like I would just sit there and be like, okay, drop down into your heart. What's on your heart right now? What are you feeling? And like, I couldn't access that for some reason. Like in terms of how do I feel in this moment? What am I going through? And that also could speak to just my very like manifesting generator-ness where I'm like going, right? I'm constantly like forward looking and I'm not so much paying attention to like the wounds that I'm going through. I'm allowing myself to process them, but I'm not making that me, you know, if that makes sense. I'm not like falling into this deep hole and staying there. I'm kind of like recognizing it, healing it, alchemizing it, doing some emotional clearing around it, and then I'm getting on with it. And that's always how I've kind of done it. And so that reflection period, it doesn't come natural to me personally. So what I'm saying here is just being in sisterhood, just allowing myself to be in this space and to explore what does this mean to me was huge for me. Because it allowed me to open me up to, holy shit, this is super healing for me, you know? And it constantly sort of tested me too. Like, can you do this? Like, can you create this? Is it and I sometimes would find myself in situations where I'm like, oh my gosh, like, I don't want anything to do with like this vibe, right? Like whatever's happening here now, like this isn't me. But then I go into a different kind of vibe, a different sisterhood, a different circle. And I'm like, ooh, this is me. So it was kind of just this like allowing myself to just keep going. I think is the other part of what I want to add to this podcast episode is if you're already on this journey of healing and you're already kind of on this journey of wanting to kind of create this togetherness in your life, find deeper meaning in your life, connect with people on a deeper level, it really does require a little bit of a reframe in your mind. And it requires you to kind of allow yourself to just know that there isn't one solid answer to whatever it is that you're going through. It's kind of this, you learn as you go, right? It's this feeling like you almost have to learn to move with change, where it's like you see something, you're like, oh, not me. You go experience something else, that's me. And that's how you kind of uncover like your perfect sort of sacred sisterhood or sacred vibe for like what feels good to your body. And it's not always easy. There are so many times where you get, you know, feel quote unquote tested, where you're like, oh my gosh, like, what am I doing here? What is this? This isn't me. And if that happens, I just encourage you to keep going because this energy is so powerful right now. And I think that as we are continuing to grow in sisterhood and just like being together and creating quote unquote tribe or, you know, even just meals together, anything that feels like soul family, I really truly think that like on an energetic level, we don't realize it, but it's a ripple effect. I mean, it's a big like ripple effect taking place every single time that we take the time to connect, to be vulnerable, to push ourselves past limits that we didn't know we could in order to gain a different person, like this new reframe, this new mindset on life. And I think especially with, I know that we recently had a big astrological change with Jupiter, I think moving out, I want to say moved out of Capricorn, but I'm not for sure, into Gemini, right? And Gemini rules the belief system. It rules like, what do you believe? And it sort of teaches us that we believe the things that we tell ourselves. And so it kind of brings back that energy to what are we telling ourselves about everything in our life? Yes, this episode is centered around the sacred sisterhood and connection, but at the same, in collaboration even, but at the same time, it's kind of like, let's take a step back. What are the beliefs that we're telling ourselves? Because again, Gemini teaches us that we believe what we truly do trust our beliefs and we believe whatever it is that our thought process is, we believe that to be true. And so it's like this great moment while Jupiter is in Gemini and it's sort of activating this very, I want to say it's airy, right? It's like this, like your mind, you might find yourself over the next year, like wanting to ground more and like get out of your mind and back into your body in order not to get that like overwhelm or anxious over too many thoughts or something like that, or too much talking or something. And instead kind of just bring it back and just say to yourself, like, okay, like, what is true for me? Where is it? What is it? Like I was saying, and allow yourself to reframe your mindset, reframe your perceptions around your life. Because a huge part, I think, the spiritual path is just understanding too that our beliefs are creating our intentions, and our intentions are creating our material plane. It's bringing through our manifestation. So it goes back to truly understanding, like, okay, while Jupiter's in Gemini over this next year, let's really allow ourselves to reframe our mindset, reframe our perceptions, and kind of clear out any deep beliefs that are not real for us, that are not serving us, are not serving the highest expression of our lives. For example, and I think this will be a good example because it not only brings through a negative perception that I have on myself, but it also brings through sisterhood. So last year, around December or so, I was presented with two opportunities, right? And both of them were in the realm of sisterhood retreats. And at the time, I didn't have a ton popping off in my business. So I really kind of felt like this is a great opportunity. I need to choose one. And that's just my belief, was that I needed to make a decision. Like, I needed to do something right now in order to make this year like matter, right? Like, I needed to go off and do something. Now that I'm okay, mind you, like, things were really chill in my business around November, December last year, pretty much all of 23. Now that fast forward, we're in May of 2024, and every area of my business is like completely popping off. Okay, so it's like I had already like signed up for a retreat, to go on a retreat, because I thought that like that would help me kind of like push things forward, like in my spiritual life and in my business life and everything. It was like, it'll help me kind of like bring some fresh new energy into all of this. And who knows, like, it could like reopen me up energetically in a new way. And maybe that's what I needed, you know, that's really was my thought process. Maybe that's what I needed. And now it's like, I can't even imagine leaving right now because I have so much going on in every area of my businesses that it's like even hard to keep up with social right now and hard to keep up with like all of the moving parts. So it's like, I feel so blessed and so grateful for all the areas of my businesses and everything popping off for me, but I'm kind of like, holy shit. Like, I thought with these perceptions and these mindsets that I had to choose, that I had to like do something. And actually, I was feeling a lot of anxiety around it. And so that was sort of, you know, a sign to me, because it was just even in my body as a manifesting generator, just felt like, whoa, like a lot. And it's okay. Like, I'm gonna be all right. But it's just one of those things. Like, I had this feeling like with my mindset and the way that I was thinking, like I had to choose. And I've got this history with myself with being indecisive. And so I sort of beat myself up for being indecisive. And I'm like, oh, like, why do you have to be so indecisive? Why can't you be more decisive and know what you want and make the better decisions and all of this stuff? And I'm recognizing now that we're like in this Jupiter and Gemini season over this next year. Okay, I need to reframe my mindset. I need to tell myself, like, you make good choices. You're decisive. You live according to your strategy and your authority. You don't allow outside people, places, or things to force you into decisions that are not in alignment for you. You always know what to do because you drop from your mind into your body, and you live in alignment with the highest expression of your soul path. You know, I have to literally reframe that for myself. And so it's just about understanding that, like, as we're moving through this major transit of Jupiter and Gemini, it is a lot around relationships, collaboration, connection, right? The sisterhood, the brotherhood. It's a lot around the mind, communication, racing thoughts, too much talking, but also like not being in your body. And it could like make us not follow our strategy and our authority and kind of move through things too quickly. So I think this is just a huge call right now for all of us to kind of really say, okay, over this next year is going to be a great time for community. Okay, Gemini, connection, social butterfly of the zodiac. It's going to be a great time for for community. It's going to be a great time for sisterhood, brotherhood. However, and also, we believe the stories we tell ourselves, especially with Gemini, like Jupiter and Gemini, we believe the stories we tell ourselves. What are the stories we're telling ourselves? Are we telling ourselves because we've had a bad, you know, upbringing with sisters or brothers or whatever sisterhood, that any new sisterhood would be bad? Or are we holding ourselves back from exploring deeper depths of our spirituality because we're believing that that's not safe? And it's not safe to be in spiritual community. It's not safe to make these deeper spiritual connections with people outside of ourselves. And so it's just about creating this reframe, creating this mindset switch to kind of recognize first and foremost what you believe about yourself. What do you believe to be true about yourself? How are your expectations and your beliefs affecting your ability to manifest your visions? How is that popping off for you? How is this sort of screwing you up, making you believe something that is not true? Because ultimately, we want to really hold the ultimate vision for our lives. No matter what, we want to hold on to that. We want to see it, feel it, and we want to manifest it. Now, this is, like I mentioned, the reason why I'm talking about this today is because it's a fantastic opportunity to take a beat, especially with this new moon in Gemini coming up next week. Just take a beat and start to look at what you're thinking. What are your beliefs? What do you believe to be true about? What is your mindset like? Especially when it comes to collaboration, community, connections, sisterhood, brotherhood, what are those deeper beliefs? And this is a fantastic time, especially with the new moon next week, to reframe that and kind of say, all right, I'm going into this Jupiter and Gemini over the next year. How can I reframe, reset my mind? Where are my blocks with community, with sisterhood, with connection, with collaboration? Where are my blocks and where can I just completely reframe that in order to manifest my highest vision for my life? Because it's all about recognizing those expectations, recognizing those beliefs, those deeper beliefs that are affecting our overall ability to manifest the highest vision for ourselves. So I'll leave this episode by just inviting you to do just that, especially over this next year with Jupiter and Gemini. And maybe I'll come back in and do another podcast just on that, but start to feel into that whole Jupiter and Gemini kind of thing happening. Look up the transit, kind of see the themes that are taking place around it, and start to understand that with this energy, it's emphasizing this importance on our, you know, intimate unions, our shared resources. It's highlighting the foundation of our emotional bonds, our energetic investments. This is really just about understanding with this transit over the next year, this is about other people. And this is also about our beliefs, our expectations, and the stories that we tell ourselves. It's like a combination of all of that together. And so where exactly in your mind or in your mindset are you believing some sort of taboo around these areas of your life? Where are those murky energies where you have these beliefs around your intimate unions, your shared resources, your emotional bonds that you have with people, your sisterhood, your brotherhood, your energetic investments? What are those deeper beliefs there? And where do you recognize that possibly there are some beliefs there that are not serving you? And if you can sense that, if you can start to feel into that, to where I've been doing this, recognizing this Jupiter and Gemini over this next year, I've been recognizing that it has a lot to do with union, collaboration, yes, resources, but really bonds, emotional and energetic bonds with others. So it has a lot to do with the other person and the people that you're close with, sisterhood, brotherhood, collaboration, but it's all about your mindset. And what are your beliefs in these areas? And do you believe that it's not safe? Do you believe that it's not possible for you to find healthy sisterhood or brotherhood? Do you believe it's not possible to create powerful collaborations that can work seamlessly in the highest and best expression for both people involved? Where are your deeper beliefs in this area. And I just invite you to explore this and kind of recognize, like I mentioned, if you do have any like murky sort of beliefs in this area, and then start to weed that out and say, okay, let me reframe this. Let me take this belief that it's not safe with like the witch wound or whatever, or the woman's wound, should I say, to trust other women. And where is this coming from for me? Where can I find forgiveness? Where can I heal that? And where can I sort of create powerful affirmations to help me to invite in a cleaner connection with women? Let's say, for example, or with men in brotherhood. Like I mentioned, I just invite you to start to feel into this. This episode is very much so like what I'm feeling right now and what I've been feeling into lately over this next year with Jupiter and Gemini. It's just kind of like collaborations, connections, intimate connections, energetic, you know, really taking energetic inventory over my life and saying like, okay, where are all of my soul yeses? Where are all of my soul no's? And we talk a lot about doing that in human design, especially with manifesting generators and generators, really taking that energetic inventory. But this can apply to all types, okay? Reflectors, manifestors, projectors, it applies to all types. Where take that energetic inventory, see where all of your energy is out in the world and pull it back from the places that are not in alignment. That maybe you found yourself there and you said yes to it based off of a rotting belief that you have that's no longer true for you. And with this Gemini season upon us, it's the perfect time to sort of reframe these perceptions and reframe these beliefs in order to step into the higher expression of our life. So I invite you to do this, and this is a little bit of a shorter episode, but I invite you to do this and allow yourself to start to play in these energies so that we can sort of maximize, right, the potency of the energy that's around us with this Jupiter in Gemini season, and really start to anchor in these reframed beliefs, reframed expectations, and reframed ideologies about who we are, how we connect, and what's true for us. It's like such a powerful time to do that because right now we are living in this time of connection, right? This rising of the divine feminine and these beautiful energies that are happening in community. And it's just about really starting to look at what are these deeper beliefs we have, breaking them down, reframing them, and then writing powerful affirmations around them. So I hope this episode has served you in some way, and I hope you make the most of this new moon in Gemini coming up next week and with Jupiter in Gemini over this next year. And I will see you in the very next episode of the She's a God podcast. Much love.
Thank you for listening to the She's a God podcast. Tune in next Thursday for a brand new episode. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. I would love to hear from you. Follow me on social media at This Is Jen Torres for all of the latest. And remember, she is a God, and so are you.